Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. I want to thank you for your patience in having me start this presentation tonight on the topic of providing you 100% proof that the U.S. income tax laws do not apply to state citizens or to non-federal income. So this is going to be a little bit more detailed presentation perhaps for some of you. So please be patient. If you've not seen the first presentation of this on the front page of our Freedom Officers website, you should do that. Okay, right here, if you have not seen this presentation, the short version and the long version, you definitely want to do that, okay? Before we even get to this presentation, because this really supplements and gives more nail in the coffin, so to speak, in the whole argument that the people of the 50 states, like you and me, who do not receive any money from the federal government directly, are not required to file and pay any federal income tax. And most state taxes follow the federal laws just the same way. So with that, let's get started. And at the end, of course, what I'll do, as always, is I will do a short version and also answer any and all questions you guys may have about any freedom issues or about the IRS issues, questions that you guys may have. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Let me get the book up. My favorite book, because I love its cover. Tells it all. The Federal Mafia. Yes. Mm-hmm. One more second, guys.
Starting the recording in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. I'm going to tell you guys about even more proof, 100% proof, that U.S. income taxes do not apply to the citizens of the 50 states unless you are a federal government worker or receive money. Oh, let's start again. Let's start again. Yes, it is. Hello, my friends. In this video, I'm going to provide you 100% proof that U.S. income tax laws do not apply to the income of citizens of the 50 states like you and me, unless you have some federally connected income. Now, if you've not seen before the presentation on this topic that I presented to you before on our website, on our front page of our website right here, that is below on our front page, that based on U.S. government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Be sure to do that first. It's a 9-minute video here, which in the description is a more detailed, longer version. You got to watch that first. For those of you who don't know me, I am Peyman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996, exposing the truth about income tax and having you live free of deception and fear and slavery and robbery of the IRS, and providing you truth, freedom, prosperity, love, confidence in the mind. So let's go straight to this, because you all love the results and you're free, folks. You see, the freedom thing you should know is this, folks. You don't have to file an income tax. You don't have to put that, sign that 1048 tax confession form, sign it under penalty of perjury, put the rope around your neck, and give the IRS the opportunity to audit your 1048 tax confession form, harass you, hang you, and put you in jail or rob you. That's what you do when you fill out those 1040 income tax confession forms like this. Yes, 1040 U.S. individual income tax return. These are confession forms, folks. You should not file and pay income tax unless you are that rare 1% of Americans is required to do so. See, this is that signature line right there. You sign a 1040 form under penalties of perjury, which means under oath, throw me in prison if everything on this form is not true, correct, or complete. A form that you have no idea what you're signing, what you're saying. You just have some computer program or some accountant, bookkeeper, you know, telling you, sign here, fills out for you, where you have no idea what you're doing. Very dangerous. You don't have to do it at all in the first place. I'll show you two folks. I'm going to go refer folks to the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws. Yes, the entire federal income tax. All this whole thick book, okay? All these tiny pages of print in tissue thin paper. You hear that? Gobbledygook. I have this thing figured out for you, folks. I'm going to refer to this as the Bible of the IRS, how it binds them to leave you alone. Okay, we're going to go to government's own official legal websites to show all this stuff to you, okay? So let's get back to it, folks. So here the 1040 form refers to U.S. individual income tax, and the word term U.S. here in the top left, you assume it refers to you as an American citizen of the 50 states. It doesn't. It refers to citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. If you're one of those people, yes, you are required to fill out a 1040 income tax confession form and pay income tax on it. If you're not, you don't. Okay? So here we go. Let's go what I covered before in the Internal Revenue Code. This whole book I just showed you, folks, you know, look at it online from the U.S. House of Representatives Lawyers website at uscode.house.gov. You can look them up for yourself. Type in 26 space, USC space, section whatever, like 7701, like I got here, and then add house.gov at the end, and you're going to get exactly what I got here in your search results. I'm going to go with that. And what does it say? Section 7701 under definitions. It says when used in this title, right? What title are they talking about? Here, the Internal Revenue Code. This is Title 26, Category 56 of Federal Tax Laws, okay? They separate the laws by categories. This is the one that we're talking about. So it tells us in the – tells you right here, by the way. This is from the Internal Revenue Code. This is from a government's official legal website, okay, uscode.house.gov. They define all kinds of stuff, person and corporation, domestic, stock. Look at 9. It defines the United States. When used in a geographical sense, it includes only the states and the puny District of Columbia. Well, how about the term state? Well, the term state shall be construed or understood or meant to include, again, the District of Columbia. So when you have District of Columbia plus states, which also means the District of Columbia, still adds up to only the District of Columbia. There it is, proof for you. United States is only the District of Columbia. Now, in the first video, I give you some Supreme Court cases to show you based on what the Supreme Court says that these definitions are key. They don't include the 50 states. They don't include the several states, okay, or any U.S. territories for that matter either. Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands are not included either, okay? So, but I'm going to show a different approach. What I'm going to do in this presentation, I'm going to show you how in federal tax laws, and in Internal Revenue Code, they use the term 50 states or several states of the United States to mean the United States. I'm going to show you a definition in the United States. Does that mean any state, federal territory at all? Yes. Those definitions are all different because in different purposes, they made them specially the way they can do by the Constitution of the United States. Yep. That's key. See, I'm going to put the gears, a nail in the coffin of the argument that, oh, the 50 states are automatically included. They are not. Implied. No, no implication. We're going to go to the U.S. National Archives at archives.gov and look at the Constitution of the United States, right? Here's a transcript of it at archives.gov. We're going to go now to Article 1, Section 8. It says Congress shall have the power to do a bunch of different things, right? And we scroll down. We see the Congress shall have the power to, here we go. We go down. Here it is. This is the favorite part. To exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 mile squares as made by secession of particular states and acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States and to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislatures of the state in which the same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. Yep, exactly. Yep, and to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for the carrying into execution the foregoing powers. Yep, what does that mean? That basically means that, this, folks, the federal government is the agent of the states. Yes, in 1776, the 13 states became independent countries. All of New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia were countries like France, Germany, and Italy. And they became a union 13 years later. Yes, in 1789. For 13 years, they were completely independent countries. They created a federal government and delegated certain specific narrow powers and duties to the federal government. Okay? One of the things they did, they gave it this 10-mile square of land so that it has complete immunity from harassment and pressure by any state if it was located in one of the states. If it was located in New York or Virginia, they could have put their thumb on the federal government. Here, the federal government has its independence in its own 10-mile square of land. That's why we have a federal system. Federal system means the states are countries. There remain countries no different than Germany, France, and Italy, who are part of the European Union, but certain powers are delegated, given to the federal government. Like in the European Union, immigration laws are no longer made by France and Germany, Italy. They're delegated to the federal European government. Okay, transfer or travel between states is no longer border checked between France and Germany. Okay? Same thing in America we have here. That's what the federal system means. It does not mean the state is above the states and people and God is there. It's the other way around. God created the people who created the states, who created the federal government. Opposite of the deception that you were told in the public school system. Okay? So let's go on. You see, by the way, in this map, a few of the U.S. territories, tiny territories across the world, bunch of little small islands besides Washington, D.C., which have grown up over time. The biggest ones on the left are Puerto Rico and U.S. Virgin Islands, as you see. Okay? Now, and then in the Constitution, another part, okay, it says that the Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or the property belonging to the United States. The territory belongs to the United States is not the 50 states. The 50 states created the federal government. They are the parents of the federal government, okay? Okay, what they're referring to here as territory or the property belongs to the United States, the Washington, D.C. government, is this. These red little dots on the islands in the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. Those are the territories owned by the federal government. The blue, the 50 states, you see this map on the top left, those are the 50 sovereign independent states. Okay? So with that understanding, let's move forward now. And I want to tell you this, folks, okay? And there you see in my screen this case of Downs versus Bidwell, okay? This was a U.S. Supreme Court in 1901, which on the issue of taxing the U.S. territories, okay, it explained how the federal government can tax in and between territories as it wants to. It was a 5-4 decision, and it said that the restrictions that are imposed by the federal government on taxing, which are in the Constitution, don't apply in the U.S. territories and the District of Columbia. Federal government, for example, can charge a tax on moving a ladder from one part of Washington, D.C. to another part of Washington, D.C. or moving the same ladder between Puerto Rico and Guam and the District of Columbia. No restrictions whatsoever necessary. Okay, whereas direct taxes must be divided up a portion among the states, and indirect taxes like import taxes must be uniform throughout the state. You get an import from Florida port or California or New York, same rate should apply. But none of that applies to the U.S. territories. That's what this case of Downs versus Bidwell said. And to watch this presentation, go on YouTube channel and look up how income tax was imposed on Americans despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This is a full version of that video. There's a short of that as well. Let's go now to Title 12, okay? I'm sorry, Title 8. This is on immigration and nationality, okay? Okay, like it tells you right there. From Title 8, Aliens and Nationality, okay? Chapter 12, Immigration and Nationality. Subchapter 1, General Provisions, okay? So we go down and says definitions. As used in this chapter, right, they define all kind of things, right? We're going to go down way, way down here. A lot of stuff is here and jump to the relevant part. Okay, let's go down. Was it to, I think, A32, guys, right? Manny, could you help me with that, please? The aliens and nationality. It goes down to 36 and 38. Okay, yep. We're at 36 and 38. Okay. Let's go down to it. Here it is, folks. The term state. The term state includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. Okay. How about the term United States, right? Oh, there it is in 38. The term United States, except as otherwise specifically provided, when used in a geographical sense, that's the sense we want to know. The geography, the land that it covers, right? Means the, well, look at that, the continental United States. Yep. The continental United States, the 48 states that are attached to Alaska, Hawaii, and the territories of Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States. See, Virgin Islands is a territory of the United States and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. You see? Yeah, D.C. is included, of course. D.C. is included in the term state. See? The term state covers the District of Columbia. Even though it's not a state, for the purpose of nationality, it's considered a state. Barmont, if you're from any of the 50 states, okay, and U.S. territories, right, the continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, and the federal U.S. territories, you are a U.S. citizen. I am a U.S. citizen. There's nothing wrong saying that you want a citizen of the 50 states united. Whether you're Californian, who's also a U.S. citizen, a Texan, who's also a U.S. citizen, okay, you are both at the same time, nothing wrong with that. But for tax purposes, you'll see in the term of the code, U.S. means only the District of Columbia. And I'll show you why these distinctions are very critical. Okay? Here we go to Title 21, Food and Drugs. Okay? We're going to go down here to 136A, Collection of Fees for Inspection Services. Okay? We're going to scroll down on this thing quite a bit also. I'm going to go down here. Here too, where we are, definitions, to F, okay, and we go to F4. Look at that. For the purposes of subsection B only, right, the term United States means they, oh, look at that, several states of the United States. See, I've shown you they use the term 50 states, no, not continental United States, and several states, if they have power to do something in between the several states or the continental United States. But the income tax laws, they don't. That's why they never wrote it in there. Okay? It also includes the District of Columbia, Guam, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and all other territories and possessions of the United States. See? So here's, there's more coming. You see these unique definitions, okay? Now, here's another one from Title 3002, okay? Let's go to the top of this page. What does it say? This is from Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure. Subchapter A, Definitions and General Provisions, okay? When you go down, and what does it say? As used in this chapter, they define all kind of things like counsel of the United States, right? All kind of words are specifically defined. Well, let's go down in the lower in this thing, and look, what does it say? It defines the term state. State means any of the several states. Whoa! See, they mentioned, again, one of the several states, the 50th District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, or any territory or possession of the United States. And look at the definition, folks, of United States. That's amazing. You'd be blown away by this. Okay? The term United States means a federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. It does not include any of the 50 states. It does not include the District of Columbia or any territory of the United States. It does not include any land at all. The United States does not automatically mean the 50 states that, like, they want you to believe. That's what they want to deceive you. So you see right here, folks, again, when you see here, the term United States, when used in the geographical sense, this is a tax law, Section 7701. It includes only the states and the District of Columbia, and the term state also means the District of Columbia. It's only the District of Columbia, because that's all they could tax you directly, is in the federal territories like the District of Columbia. Whereas here, you see in other sections, like we got here in 136A of Food and Drug Administration, guess what? They mention the several states of the United States. When you go to Title 28, United States, in Title 28 means a federal corporation and a bunch of federal entities, no land of the 50 United States or U.S. territories at all. That's not enough proof. I got more for you. Hang in there, folks. You'll see more different definitions. Here in the Internal Revenue Code itself, okay, here they have Section 60103, confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information. Yep. So here, you know, in this section, okay, we have to scroll down, see how it defines things very uniquely. Here they say the state. The term state means any of the 50 states. There it is, folks. See? The term 50 states, if that was meant to be included in the term state, in Internal Number Code, they would have done so. But in this part, it only applies. It also includes the District of Columbia and more. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is mentioned. The Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. So you see, if you compare that, okay, with Section 7701, it only mentions none of those territories, only the District of Columbia. None of the 50 states, several states are listed whatsoever, as you see, in compared to all these other definitions that I'm showing you right here, okay? Now, let's go to another section. This is 993, Definition of Special Rules. This is also in Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code. Definitions and special rules, okay? This is income taxes, okay? This is about Part A, treatment of qualifying corporations, okay? About domestic international sales corporations, okay? Well, let's see what it says about Section 993. It says, for the purposes of this part, only this part, what part is this? It tells you right there, folks, domestic international sales corporations. Okay, for only this part, now you see what definition applies. We're going to go down to define United States here again, which says, for the purposes of this part, the term United States includes Commonwealth of Puerto Rico and the possession of the United States. It does not include the District of Columbia nor any of the 50 states. Interesting how these are specific, unique, different definitions in different parts of the tax law. See, the entire Internal Revenue Code that it applies to District of Columbia. But certain chapters or parts can and do have their own special definitions. That's what I've been showing you, and I'm going to show you more, okay? Here we are. we already went over this. Here we are in Section 26 U.S.C. 3121, Definitions, okay, from Title 26. This is about Subtitle C, Employment Taxes, right, from Chapter 281, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, what most of you call it the Social Security Taxes, right? Here we go. What does it say? Definitions, like wages, for the purposes of this. What chapter are you speaking about? Here it is for Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contribution Act, or FICA, F-I-C-A, that you see on your pay stub that the employer takes out of your paycheck. That's what they're talking about here, okay? So here we go. We're going to go scroll down. This is subsection E. That's right. States, United States, and citizens. For the purposes of this chapter only, folks, only this chapter, it includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Not any of the 50 states. By the way, it does not include the Northern Mariana Islands either. How about the term United States? Well, the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. So it's identical, except the state includes the District of Columbia. See, the term United States does not include the term District of Columbia. It's not there. Only the term state has the District of Columbia. You cannot assume that District of Columbia is included in the term United States. Normally, it's part of the United States, but it's not. Not for the purposes of this chapter. Isn't that interesting how they have this very specific, unique and differentiated definitions? You know, if you say, well, the 50 states are obviously there, well, all these distinctions and specific design and definitions by Congress will be just out the window. Useless. Why even bother defining any of these things at all? Right? We got a little bit more. We're almost done, folks. Here we are in another title. This is Title 6, USC, Section 101. This is from Domestic Security Title 6, okay? Homeland Security Organization. So Section 101 on definition says, in this chapter, the following definitions apply. What chapter? Well, chapter on Homeland Security Organization. And let's go down further. It says, oh, look at that. The term state means any state of the United States. Again, I like that. It means any state of the United States, the 50 states, obviously, and the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and any possession of the United States. See, when they can apply a law to the 50 states, they listed, they do because they have that power. When you go further down to term to 19A, here we have the term United States defined. When used in a geographical sense, means any state of the United States. There you go again, folks. Any state of the United States. That, again, which is same as the one the language they use in 17, which is state of the United States. The 50 states, the several states, right? Continental United States plus Alaska, Hawaii, same thing, right? So not only include means any state of the United States, also includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, any possession of the United States, and look at waters within the jurisdiction of the United States. Whoa, how do you like that? They added a specific one, any waters within the jurisdiction of the United States. See? More specific definitions, okay? So, folks, bottom line is when you see again in 26 U.S.C. Section 7701, definitions, when using this title, what title? Here is the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Laws, Category 26. The overriding definition, unless a specific one is listed, mentioned, is that, here it is, the federal tax laws apply to, here we go, A 9 and 10, okay, to the District of Columbia. The United States is the District of Columbia only. Anaheim State, which is part of the United States, is also the District of Columbia. So you, the average American who lives in the 50 states, who does not receive any money from performing functions of federal public office, have no legal requirement to file income tax at all. You are free, my friends. So let's be free. Why do you fill out these territory confession forms, put a roll report on your neck, go to the IRS and tell them, I owe you money. I owe you money on oath. When you file a 1040 from, you're saying you owe the IRS money. You're confessing that you owe the government money. Well, just stop banging your head against the wall. Ouch. I don't like it, but I can't do it because I filed every year all my life, and I got to do it again because I'm used to doing it all my life. File a 1040 tax confession form. It hurts. I can get audited. Yeah, I'm afraid of the IRS. They might audit me. I'll get an accountant or a lawyer to help me just in case. I might go to jail. Oh, my gosh, IRS is so powerful. Because you gave them that power. You fill out a 1040 income tax confession form, just like you see in this cartoon. Okay, right here. You did it to yourself. No law required you. The average American in 50 states does not perform functions of federal public office to sign that 1040 tax confession form, confess your IRS money, fill out these papers and schedules, put the rope around your neck, put the burden proof on your leg, and wait for the IRS to just hang you. You do it to yourself. So, folks, and the answer to all this is very easy, folks. You go to livefreenow.org for your law school website, okay? You see on the drop-down on the petitions on the top right of the drop-down menus, click on petitions, okay? Open that link and get you to this page. You need to write petitions to U.S. Congress to lawfully free yourself from the IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. This is key, folks. You should make a record that you follow the law as published by government. In the petition that you have here, the law, it's all explained. The whole maze is solved. I got all the key code sections here. Dots connected for you. In the petitions, the laws also attached at the end from the government's own official websites. And you write all your three congressmen, your two U.S. senators, and your one House member. And you basically tell them, look, if I'm wrong about my legal opinion, understanding of the income tax laws, which are in this petition, please correct me, and I will humbly pay my fair share of taxes. I'm not a tax cheat. I want to follow up, which is why I'm writing to you, lawmakers, to correct me in case I am wrong. However, I'm right, then this is my petition to you, my request to you, my lawful request, demand of you, who is supposed to represent me, the American people, in the U.S. Congress, in the federal government, to stop the rest of the government, like the IRS, U.S. Department of, it's really Satan, that's what IRS stands for, U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer, those clever, deceptive, crafty, double-tongued liars, and certain federal judges who are knowingly and deliberately misapplying the law, stop them. Congress can do that, and we should be doing that. So you go there on this page, and you see the bottom of this page, right out of this four petitions, we're going to merge them into three, about individual income tax withholding. Yes, you can and should stop income tax withholding on your paycheck lawfully. It's right there. Use it, okay? It's right there for free. Okay, Social Security Medicare taxes, 1099, and self-employment tax. Use these forms in there, folks, to send your congressman to make a record of UB fee. The instructions are there on each of these pages by video in written format because you need to be prepared, folks. If you do it right, folks, I guarantee you, you will not go to prison. You will not. You get 100% free of criminal prosecution by the IRS. If you have the record of all that, you can go before the jury in case they want to come after you for not filing income tax. So here's, I relied on the law, published by government, official legal websites. He's petitioned to congressman, listing it all, laws are attached. Jury, all 12 of you, here, read what I wrote, you decide. Am I trying to cheat, not pay my fair share? Or am I trying to follow the law as published on government's own legal website? What law have I broken? And government crooked lawyers will never want the jury to see the law. Never. The jury will acquit you and then realize, oh, this lawyer and IRS agent next to him, they're some of the crooks and criminals he is referring to. And even that judge perhaps is in on it. Why should I put this guy in jail? They'll acquit you. Or not guilty, and join our cause. Yes, for freedom. That happened to my friend Vern Holland. In the early 1990s, he was put in criminal trial. Okay, and the jury voted to acquit him 11-1 because he did such a good job expanding his legal position. And afterwards, five of the jurors joined his organization, the Freedmen Education Association. Everybody spent all this money to lose the case and recruit more members to the patriot defend them, they're trying to put in prison. People in government will go after people with their baseless legal theories. okay? Like I'm a sovereign state citizen. I'm not even a citizen. You know, UCC, you know, Bankruptcy United States, HR 192, whatever, you know, straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, the, you know, and the statutory Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction versus common law jurisdiction and British Kingdom of England and the bar and the Catholic Church and the U.S. Corporation Act, the D.C. Corporation Act of 1871. All kind of nonsense, which has no relation to income tax. All of these baseless legal theories, most of you learn, I've heard about and known for close to 30 years I've been at this. I've seen people lose on that nonsense, okay? Don't go for that nonsense, folks. Fair lawsuit got it all done for you, right? I've been under criminal investigation by the IRS since 1994, 28 years ago, as a potential fraudulent tax protester promoter. They haven't come after me criminally. Why? Because they know if they take me to court, I'll be acquitted. And that's going to be a big mark of victory, bigger victory against them. They don't want to make me a big hero. So leave me alone. Leave Payman alone. He's got done his homework. He'll embarrass us. They're just hopeful. Hopefully, he'll never hear. They'll never hear about Freedom Law School. They're hoping you never hear about Freedom Law School. Yeah. So you don't learn this stuff. So you stay ignorant. You stay afraid. Okay? Well, I've done it the right way. IRS come after me for 13 years of taxes, not two, not three, 13, over $600,000. Took me over 2 years, and all was zeroed out by the own IRS's appeals office and the U.S. tax court. They had me under investigation as an abusive tax shelter promoter for over 13 years before they officially closed in 2016. All this stuff, I'm not just bragging, folks. I'm not trying to brag. That's not the point. Okay, I'm just trying to tell you, please, don't go for the patron mythology you heard. I know. It's just some people's like religion. They want to believe this. My name in all capital letters, that's not me. That's my straw man. You know, don't go for that stuff, folks. You want to hang on to those beliefs? Fine. But this isn't law. This is not religion. Okay, you can have your faith in God any way you want, but not in the laws. The laws are in very specific ways, have specific meaning. So, to be free, do your homework at Freedom Law School. It's all there. Now, some of you say, Payman, look, I still would like to have some backup. I appreciate the petitions. You have it for free. Education is for free. And it's there for all of you to use, folks. All of you, you should do the petitions, number one. Some of you say, but Payman, I would like to have someone to back me up. Can you do that for me? Well, if that's what you want, we have it on our front page. If you want some backup, we're on libfreenow.org. If you scroll down a little bit, you see you have the option, if you choose to have our seven-year million-dollar guarantee where Freedom Law School will be backing you up. And we'll help you to lawfully stop, fine, and pay income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. That's right, folks. No one has this incredible seven-year million-dollar guarantee. No one on earth has such a thing. Only Freedom. So, and this program, folks, is affordable. We charge less for younger people than the standard price. The price for younger people, for those of you lower income, we make accommodation and sometimes give even discounts to lower the price to what you can afford and you can benefit. Why? Because I want every one of you to be part of our solution to restore America. This is really a restore America plan. You've been giving your money unwittingly to our enemies, the deep state and the U.S. government, who have labeled you as terrorists. That's right. They label you as terrorists. Okay? Why give your money to your enemies to further empower them, to further enslave and rob you? The definition of crazy. Okay? To give aid to your enemies. Don't pay them nothing that you're not required to pay by law. By the way, corporate tax law I've looked up, estate tax law, even firearms law I've looked up in the code, and those, and even in those things, those apply to only the District of Columbia, the way the law is written right here in Internal Revenue Code. If you need one of those businesses or got situations, that applies to you too. The founding fathers of America, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, they laid the foundation of freedom in rock in the Constitution of the United States, and the federal tax laws also reflect. But you were not taught about. Now you got your education to be free. Stop hitting enemies. Freedom also is your avenue, your city hall. We are coming together, and we put your funds to work. That's right, for freedom. That's right. Stop giving aid to our enemies. Let's work together and wake up our fellow Americans and take our country back. Restore America. You don't have to feel guilty that you're contributing to all these people who have been wrongfully hurt by the criminal United States government and wars and abortions and all this nonsense going on that you know at all. I don't have to mention it all. I mean, you wouldn't want to get censored, right? You know it all yourself. Okay? You can feel good. You can feel great that you are part of the solution to freedom, restoration in America. So do your part. Further educate yourself. I invite you to join hands with Freedom Law School. Okay? With the Royal Freedom Package, I guarantee I will not turn you down if you want to be part of us and get our protection. I will not turn anybody down for lack of money. I'll work something out that works for you and for Freedom Law School and for American people, for our movement. Okay? But we need to join hands. Okay? To be more powerful. Benjamin Franklin, one of the founding fathers, was fellow Americans at the time of the Revolution. Gentlemen, we shall hang together to be more powerful, to win together, or we shall surely hang separately. Yep, don't be a lone wolf, folks. Don't be by yourself. I invite you to join hands with other fellow Americans like the founding fathers did. Through Freedom Law School, okay? We're much more powerful. You be protected. You be safe. At the same time, we restore freedom in America to what was intended by the founding fathers for you and your children and your grandchildren. With love, I encourage you to move forward and live free now. Okay. You know, earlier on, I had a little situation. You have to cut it out, right? But I was looking for that code section. Remember that? Yeah. You got to just cut that out a little bit, you know. You can fix that up. Otherwise, I think everything went probably fairly smoothly, I think. I hope. So, folks, now what I got to do, I got to cut out a bunch of these stuff out of the laws. Okay. To make a short presentation out of this so that we can have a little brief one on there for all this. So people will watch a short video. People do not watch the long video first. That's just the way people are. You know, so we're going to have to give them a chance to watch the short video first, maybe 5 minutes or so. And then once they see that, then they'll be, you know, encouraged to go ahead and watch a more longer, complete edition like this one. Okay? So let me close some of these things that I've opened here, okay, to make this much shorter, okay, this presentation much shorter, okay, and yeah, that's what we got to do here, make it a little bit shorter, and then with that, I'll be able to put this short thing, then I will get to your question answers right away. I'm going to get that right away, folks. I'm not going to waste time. Okay. But the question is sometimes, which one of these things should I cut out? Which one of these should I keep? It's just too much. So I'm going to, let's see. I'm going to keep most of the stuff from the Tile 26, a few of them, and then let the other ones kind of go, because otherwise it'll take too long, and I got to go through them too fast. So it'll be enough of these things. I'm going to cover immigration, Tile 8, folks, Tile 28, which the United States does not even include any land at all, okay? And then I'm going to go back to Tile 26, mention a few of these things, like the chapter on oil. Did I go over that, by the way? Did I do that, by the way, 4612, or did I miss that? Guys, did I miss section 4612? I think I may have missed it. I had so much stuff up there, I don't think I even went over that. I don't think I did that. I'm going to maybe do a quick thing to put that in there. Because I don't think 4612, the oil tax on petroleum. I don't think I covered that. Either I think I skipped it. There's so many tabs open, folks. I skipped, I think, a couple tabs. So let me do this. Let me just go over. Yeah, let me just do that real quick. Just make sure I cover that, okay, folks? I'm going to do this first, Steve, and everybody. Another little code section I forgot to put in there. We can just put it in there someplace. Okay, and then we're going to then do the short version, okay? So you can stop the clock for me, Steve, and let's do this thing. I am ready, yes. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to show you, when it comes to oil taxes in the federal tax laws, that they can tax oil in all the 50 states and territories. Here, let's go look at this, folks. From, again, Internal Revenue Code, okay? Title 26, this is Chapter 38, Environmental Taxes, Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum, okay? He has, because here's definitions and special rules. Let's go down. Here it is. Definition, special rules for the purposes of this subchapter. What subchapter? This subchapter is a tax on petroleum, right? For tax on petroleum, they define all kinds of things like crude oil, domestic crude oil, petroleum product, and oh, the United States is also defined. Well, in here in 4A, it says the term United States means, look at that, folks, they 50 states. See, they put the 50 states. When the government has the power, because the federal government has the power, excise activity like oil drilling uniformly throughout the entire United States, the 50 states and territories, and they list the 50 states and a bunch of territories, and continental shelf also, you'll see, and foreign trade zones specifically mentioned and listed. Let's read that. So United States means the 50 states, the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the trust territory of the Pacific Islands. And here we go. They also added, as you can see, the continental shelf areas, as well as foreign trade zones. Wow. See, they can tax in the 50 states when the Constitution allows them to do so. Okay. And that's what they're done in this section. Now we're going to go and go over these key sections in a short summary. We're going to talk about Title 8, okay, nationality, which is important, judicial procedure, okay, and this right here about oil taxes, okay, then a couple of sections in Internal Revenue Code that have their own special definitions. I'm going to make sure I have section 6103 on there. Yeah, but I have that on there. Okay. Then we got 993. Okay. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to skip 993, guys, because that's too much. That's we got enough in there to get them interested if they really want to check it out. And let's see. The last one is 3306. Okay. Okay. Which is 306. 3121. We got a lot here, guys. Now I'm just going to employment taxes alone. That's a good one. So Social Security taxes is a really good one. People want to know. That doesn't apply to the other stuff. I'm sorry, this is a summary one. Mm-hmm. This is a summary of the long version. So I want to make sure the summary is sufficiently enough to encourage people to be curious to see the longer, more detailed version. So I'm going to reverse order to make sure I got it. Okay, I got it. Let's start with that. Okay. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Let's do that.
Let's start the recording. In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, guys, did you know that I can show you this presentation 100% guaranteed? Now, let's start again. Let's start again. That was a poor beginning. Let's start again.
Starting in 3, 2, 1.
Hi. Keep watching because I'm going to show you right now 100% proof that the U.S. income tax law do not apply to the citizen of the 50 states like you unless you perform functions of federal public office. I am Pima Motayade, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And what you see, folks, is this. I showed you in the previous presentation that we see a 1040 U.S. individual income tax form, the term U.S. here, does not apply to the people of the 50 states. This U.S. means the District of Columbia. Yes. And when you fill out this form, you hang yourself. Filling out that form on the pelts, you purge your oaths, you put the rope around your neck, and you hang. Okay? You shouldn't be doing that, folks. Don't hang yourself. And here we are, folks. Last time I showed you guys in the federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code, right here, which you see in my hand. This is the Internal Revenue Code, the federal tax laws, as published, okay, by the government, folks. I'm going to show you on their own website. This is what I'm following. The Bible of the IRS is right here. So we're going to show the laws online where on definitions, Title 26 Internal Revenue Code, on definitions, defines things in very specific ways. Here it is. It says, when used in this title, what title is speaking about? This title, Title 26, Category 26 of federal tax, federal laws, the tax laws of the United States government. When it comes to the tax laws definitions, they define person and a bunch of other things. And look at the term United States, as you see here, is defined as, in the geographical sense, to include only this and the District of Columbia. And the term state also shall be construed to include, again, the same District of Columbia. Again, you add District of Columbia to District of Columbia, you get the same District of Columbia. But I'm going to prove to you, folks, that that is 100% the case. I'm going to show you many instances, proof that they use different definitions in other laws and federal tax laws when they can. So 50 states are not, by implication, included in the term United States that you saw here. So here it is, Title 8, okay? There's some aliens and nationalities, folks, okay? And here, Section 1101, definitions, right? It says, as used in this chapter is on immigration and nationality. Let's go down further. And 36 says that the term state includes the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, the Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands. You see? They include D.C., District of Columbia, as a state. And let's go down a little bit further to 38, the term United States, except otherwise specifically provided herein, when used in a geographical sense, means the continental United States. There it is, folks, the term continental United States, Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, Guam, Virgin Islands of the United States, and the Commonwealth of North Mariana Islands. See, they can include the 50 states if by law they can do that. And sometimes like Title 28 in judicial procedure and definitions in this here, guess what? The term United States definition as used in this chapter, as I'll show you, look at this, does not even include any land whatsoever. It only means the federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or any instrumentality of the United States. See, United States does not always mean the land of the 50 states whatsoever. Here, look at this one, oil taxes from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code, right? In definitions and special rules here, it says, for the purposes of this subchapter, which is subchapter A, tax on petroleum, look, the term United States has this interesting meaning. Needs the 50 states. The District of Columbia, Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, and the Trust Territory of the Pacific Islands, and more, folks. Yes, the 50 states are specifically listed there. Here's Section 6103 from the Internal Revenue Code, folks, right? About confidentiality and disclosure of returns and return information, right? And here we go down, and look at this. The term state has a unique definition, which means any of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, and more, folks. The term states does not sometimes include the 50 states, sometimes not on purpose. Here it is, 3121, and from Title 26 on FICA. You see on your paycheck stubs, Chapter 21, Federal Insurance Contributions Act, or people think of it as a Social Security tax. And the definitions for the purpose of this chapter, right, this chapter definition, which is, again, Federal Insurance Contributions Act chapter. Look at this, folks. The term state includes the District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa, whereas the United States, when used in geographical sense, includes the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. Yes, Social Security taxes do not apply to the 50 states either, but they apply to several island territories. Yes, as listed here, right? Not even Washington, D.C. Okay. So with that, folks, you can see clearly that when the 50 states are not listed here, in Section 7701, folks, okay, it's not there. The entire Internal Revenue Code applies to Washington, D.C., folks. That's all it applies to, except certain chapters that specifically apply to other lands. In a detailed video below, watch that. I'm going to give this proof in more detail, that more examples that will show you how to use the term 50 states, the several states, the continental United States in different laws, in the different Internal Revenue Code sections, and that the term, that you know these definitions are key. You don't just imply and assume and add a bunch more either. Okay? So start your journey to freedom forward from here. Watch the video. And start living a free life, income tax-free life now. In 7 minutes, not too bad. Okay, let's go to your questions, folks. We have some callers, I'm sure, waiting to get the questions answered. Somebody took my pen, guys. Could you guys, somebody give me a pen, please? Okay. And then I'm going to take your questions, folks, one person at a time. And so please hang in there. I will get answer all of your questions that you have. So please be patient. And for your privacy, only give me your first name, no last names. tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. So what calls we have, from what area code, guys? Erica 334. By the way, Steve, my thing on the right side of the chat box doesn't show up. Could you fix that, please? It doesn't show up anything at all. The YouTube comments, anything like that. Okay, call from Erica 334. What is your first name? How you heard about your mom? And then how may I help you? Travis. Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Travis?
I heard about Freedom Law School maybe 10, 12 years ago. I found it, some writings from you on the internet, and other people had told me about you also.
My
question is, I wanted to ask one, if I'm permitted to, about state income tax. I'm from Talia, Alabama, and the only type income I really have is Social Security and pension income, which the state does not tax. But they put a lien on one of my bank accounts, and they don't even know what they're taxing me for. And I've wrote them letter after letter explaining laws and everything that I could to them and told them I don't have taxable income in the state, but they don't seem to pay that one bit of attention. And Mr. Payton, I found a couple of laws here that was really interesting, and I know you already know them. As 18 USC subsection 8, talking about the Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the federal government. And then 31 USC subsection 3124, states are not allowed to impose tax on Federal Reserve notes except for corporations. And I'd just like to get your take on that, if you don't mind.
Well, you asked two questions. One is about 18 USC section 8 and 31 USC 3124. Which, if I remember those 18 USC, I think it's criminal procedure. I don't think that is, you can look it up. 18 USC, eight, you can do it to follow along, folks. 18 space, USC space, 8 space, house.gov. You're going to get the official version from government on legal websites, right? Let's see what comes up. Here we go. Here's a search. No, this is defamation law under color of the law. This is criminal procedure. So this is just a criminal statute that the federal government can only bring charge against somebody else. This is not any law that defines anything like Federal Reserve notes. This is about crimes, Title 18 crimes, and criminal procedures. So what you want to do, my friend, is stop listening to people and look stuff up. Demand that people verify if you're Travis, whatever they're claiming. So that's number one, okay?
I have this wrong, Mr. Payton. I looked it up, and I read on this, and I remember where I found this. It was in some of the Freedom Law School stuff. I probably wrote the wrong number down there on the 18 USC. I apologize.
That's okay, my friend. No problem. I looked up on from Title 31 mentioned to me, okay. And then here we got the section, you missed it, 3124, exemption from taxation.
Yes.
Stocks and obligations of the United States government are exempt from taxation by state or political subdivision of the state, which is true. I know about this. And another law, I know it does say that Federal Reserve notes are obligations of the United States government. And I know that. I don't remember the exact code section of that. But I know people tried that. Unfortunately, the crooked courts in the 1980s ignored that. Armand Kondo was the guy, I remember, the big patriot leader in Orange County, California. I've never met him. I heard about him in the 80s. He ran up the Your Heritage Protection Association, YHPA. And they came after him criminally. He put this defense and didn't know how to do it right, apparently. I don't know what he did exactly. I've heard only. And he lost. So if that doesn't help you, probably in that case, the bigger issue we got to find is why and how much and for what years state came after you. How old are you, by the way, Travis?
I'm 72 years old.
Okay.
And how much, I haven't filed a tax form in 7 years, state or federal.
How much do you get in pension?
The Social Security pension is something like, I think, $2,200 a month. And the other pension stuff is investment that I set up as a pension years ago for some annuities. And that pays right around $1,600 a month.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably what they come after you. They're probably after you with that $1,600 a month, which comes out to just under $20,000 a year. That's what they're after you for, you know. But anyhow, how much the lien's for what years? Do you have any idea how big or small it is?
How much are they after me for each year? Varying amounts. Anywhere from $1,600 to $2,500. The amount varies, but what they put a lien on my bank account for $14,000.
Wow. That's a lot for state taxes. Look, without seeing your paperwork, my friend, I cannot give you any suggestions. I can tell you this. This is typically what happens, folks. People do not know legal procedure how to handle this stuff. Accountants, CPAs, enroll agents are useless. They know nothing about the procedures. You see, last part of this is our procedure administration. The rest of it has nothing to do with procedure. This has nothing to do with procedure at all. Only this little part does. Okay, actually less than that. So I do know the procedures they have to follow, but people don't know. They don't ask for hearings on time as they should and could. So they get to go on. You could have brought this up in the hearing had you got on touch with me earlier. When you first heard of me 10 years ago, Travis. Now it's the toothpaste is out. So I cannot, after years of doing things wrong or not doing the right thing, give you a quick, easy answer on this call. I got to see your paperwork before I can evaluate.
Well, I'll do my best to get that paperwork and send it to you. It's really not that much paperwork, to be honest with you.
Well, call my office before you take the paperwork so they can help you with your paperwork and what you got. If you get me sufficient of the paperwork, up to 10 pages, I'll go over it next week. If not, you may need or want to do a private, detailed, slow, one-on-one, private, paid consultation to go over things more fully and be able to understand clearly what is the best action plan for you. Okay? So call my office at 813-444-4800, and my help will give you help at no charge, guide you through this process. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome. All right. You have any other calls or questions? Call from area code 530. You are live with Freedom Law School right now. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yeah, hi, this is Mike. I know I've heard about you for a long time, probably on the internet. I have two questions. Well, my old job, I was paid commission. I was a service technician, but we got paid a commission. That's how we got paid. How does that work in the tax code?
It's very simple. It doesn't matter where your money comes from, commissions, wages, salaries, royalties, business income, capital gains, short gain, long-term, real estate, doesn't matter. The type doesn't matter. It's the geography of the land.
Okay.
Money from Egypt, pay the income tax to the Egyptian government. Is that from France? You got to pay income tax to the French government. Is that from a German? You got that money from Germany? Pay to Germany. But there's no federal income tax on anything of that you receive whatsoever in the 50 states, with commission or otherwise.
Okay, and then another question is, I haven't filed in quite a few years, and the IRS mm-hmm. tried to help me out. They were very nice, so they filed for me. So mm-hmm. they're trying to help, right? How do they do that? How are they able to do that?
Well, they basically trick the computers, and they put a phone and tell, hey, they tell the computer you filed a return showing zero, but you did not show this other income that your employer company falsely told the IRS with a 1099 form or W-2 form that, hey, we paid this much money, you know, to Mike. And IRS says, oh, you forgot about your income from this company. We're coming after you for that money. That's basically how they do it. So what? What do you ask about that?
Well, I send them a letter. I don't know where you guys got these numbers from, what this is from. And it took them a few months later, but all they sent me back were codes. They didn't send me much of anything else where they got it, you know. They just sent some stuff that the tax code that needs to be paid or something. And then I keep getting letters that I want money. So, mm-hmm. but yeah, I think one of the amounts was from a lawsuit from a company I used to work for when they did some work in California and they weren't paying people for like some kind of hourly. So I had some hourly, I don't know, it was like $20,000 or something like that. I got a check for from a lawsuit. So they try to tax that and everything else. So.
Right.
But yeah, but they go in and they file for us, because if you're not going to do it, they'll do it and then try to go after you.
Sometimes they do. A lot of times they don't. In your case, they did. It was false. Yep.
Yes.
They do.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Now, I don't see any like more info about that on your website. Do you have?
About what?
About when they file taxes on you and stuff.
What would you want me to say about it?
Like, how do we handle something like that? How do we respond to them? I still haven't. I've not sent a letter to my congressman for the petition, which I need to do, and to the senators. I have it all printed. I just haven't mailed it yet. But how do we answer the IRS?
There is no one size fits all answer that I can give you. Whenever somebody shows up, wherever stage of the game they meet or not, whatever you've done, messed up or not done at all, and say, here it is. Here's the answer you've been looking for.
Okay.
There is no such thing. There is no such silver bullet. You can just come out and say, here it is. Do it all. In all cases, they'll go away and leave you alone. There's no such thing exists. That's why you don't hear me talk about that. People, as you heard Travis, you need to ask for when they send you letters, tax proposal letters, like in notice of deficiency or collection due process hearing letters. You must challenge them on a timely basis. 30 days, 90 days. You know, do those things. You have to pay the tax and sue for a refund. Oh, I never knew about that. I was not taught that in a public school system. Well, of course they don't. Okay? So if the procedures you did not follow or did follow make a huge difference. Because you have to just go walk willy-nilly and say, hey, IRS, I'm your friendly citizen. You're the friendly IRS. How about just talk with you, see if you can just resolve this thing, buddy. How about we just sell it up, right? No, you cannot do that. They say, no, we cannot we cannot talk to you. You missed your chance. Sorry. You have to pay and then sue for the money back in case it's wrong, illegal, inappropriate in any way. So that's why.
Okay.
Any other questions?
That's it. Yeah, because if you go to pay them, most people would have to make payments. So if you're doing that with them, you're signing paperwork. Or you're admitting that's how the paperwork, I believe, works, correct?
When you if you make a payment plan, they want you to fill out a paperwork that under oath you swear and list all your income, assets, and liabilities.
Yeah.
And then if you have any liquid assets, hey, what you seeing on that cash or gold or crypto or stocks, pay us first. Everything you got, because that's our money. Yours. Okay, and then we can talk about some payment plan. You want to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, so that's what I thought. That's how I thought it works. So if it's gone past a certain point, then you're kind of screwed.
Maybe not. Again, I know everybody wants a simple black and white answer. I love black and white answers, but not necessarily. Depends on more specific details of it.
And in court, does it matter if you have a jury or a bench trial?
There is no jury for money cases, civil cases. Only criminal tax cases, you get a jury trial. And you always get a jury trial in criminal cases.
Okay. Yeah, I've never gotten anything about court or anything, but they send me letters once a year I owe them money or something.
That's right. A dumb computer-generated scare letter. That's all that is, okay?
Yeah.
Those watch, you say, hey, guys, Mike, we got to send him a letter. He hasn't paid. Hey, Charlie. Hey, David. Hey, send that out to Mike. Hey, Mike responded to that letter? Huh? We sent out to him? They don't have enough people to do that. It's all dumb, computer-generated, just like the junk mail you get.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Mike.
Thanks.
Do you have any calls or any more questions? I think we may have more callers, folks. By the way, Steve, I don't have any of the chat on here. Can we do it? Or is it too late to put it out in front of me to see the questions, Steve?
I need to put it up now.
Okay.
Okay,
no problem. So we have no more calls with questions anyhow. So looks like we're all good then. Well, folks, I forgot to mention. I should mention. Let's Go Bannon Rally. Gee, I mentioned we got an event coming up, folks. Go BrandonRally.org, okay, coming up, okay. You'll see that briefly. I'm going to mention it to you, okay. Here it is. Great speakers. What you want to know, need to know in Brandon, Florida, folks, you want to come to it. I can't mention it anymore because you might get censored about it on this platform. So you may want to go check it out, April 1st through 4th in Brandon, which is by Tampa, Florida. Great 4-day event you'll love. You want to be there, folks. If you cannot be there, what you can do is stream it online and get the credits that way. The whole event, you can get it that way. So with that, folks, I encourage you to rather be in the matrix of fear, ignorance, deception, robbery, and slavery of it's really Satan, IRS. Choose the godly path of love, knowledge, truth, freedom, love, prosperity, peace of mind, happiness that you want. Keep searching. Keep reading. Keep watching at Live Free Now, our website, folks. Go there. This is your resource number one is livefreenow.org. That's where you want to start always at our website. On the menus on there, there's a lot of education material under education material. Start there and go forward from there. And call us if you have any questions. That's my numbers all the way up there on our website. You can always call us if you have further questions. So we can help you live free and we can work together and restore America 3-1 again. Good night.